Today's Amud is Yevamos Peitasamud Beis. We're holding on Peitasamud Aleph, the second to last line, Ulurab Nasan Brevi Yeshaya. So we're really continuing the discussion that we began in the previous year. And that was really centered around the Mishnah in Maseches Trumas. The Mishnah in Maseches Trumas describes a case of a person who has, the example we gave was grapes, he has a grapevine, he harvests all the grapes, and it's time to come to take off Trumas and Maisers. So he goes and he separates Truma, and really some of the grapes became Tamei. And he separated those Tamei grapes as the Truma. He separated the Tamei grape to be Truma for the rest of his grapes, which are many of them tar. So now that's causing a big loss to the Kehanim, because the Kehanim, if they have Truma Tamei, they can't eat it. They could use it as fire fuel, but they can't eat it. So by taking off Dafka, a Tamei grape, and using that as the Truma, instead of using a tar grape, so he's causing a loss to the Kehanim. To the extent that the Mishnah says that if a person would do such a thing, if he takes off, he uses a Tamei grape to take off Truma from it, so the halacha is la'asa v'la'iklo. What he did was meaningless. Machlekes Amarayim had to touch those words. What does it mean, le'asa v'le'klo? Rav Chista Shita is that le'asa v'le'klo means that he mamish accomplished nothing. He is totally le'asa v'le'klo. Even that tamei grape that he separated as truma goes back to being tamel, and he has to take off truma again. But we're not even going to consider the grape that he took off as truma to be truma, even though midaraisa it is truma. Midaraisa, there's no problem to take off min hara ala yafet, to take off something tamei for tar. This is all a problem that the Rabbanan, so to speak, invented. It's a problem midarabbanan, it's a psul de Rabbanan, it's al tefsid kayin. But midaraisa, it's considered a valid truma. Still, says Rav Chista, that no, we're going to totally make it that what he did was le'asav le'klom, that grape now goes back to being tavel, and he has to take off truma again. That was Rav Chista Shita. Whereas Rav Nassim, Rabbi Yeshaya said that no, it's only le'asav le'klom, klapi the shirayim, klapi the rest of the grapes. Meaning, the rest of the grapes are not considered mesukanim, they're considered tevel. So he's going to have to take off truma again. But that grape that was tamei, that he used as truma, that's still going to be considered truma. We're not going to take off the truma status from that grape. Midaraisa, what he did was valid. So we're not going to take off the truma status. We're just going to tell him, we're going to kenasa that he has to do it again, that he has to take off an additional truma. But that tamei grape remains truma as well. The Gemara explained that the reason Rav Chista didn't want to say that this is the pshat in le'asav le'klum, Rav Chista didn't want to say like Rav Nassim Rabbi Yeshaya's pshat, was because Rav Chista held that if you're going to tell a person who's willing, b'mezid, to take off minatami alatar, if you're going to tell such a person that what he did was valid truma, but do it again, he's going to say no. He's going to be pshat. He's going to say maybe when I get the chance, I'll do it. He's not going to care so much to do it. You see, already is the type of person that he b'mezid that took off minatami alatar. You're telling him that what he did was valid, that it's considered truma, so then how much is he really going to put in a good effort to then take off truma a second time? So dilma pasha v'lo yafresh. So said Rav Chista, it can't be that that's the pshat. Rather, instead the Rabbanan are going to make it that the grape that he took off and separated as truma will lose its status of truma. It's going to go back to being tevel. And now, like this, he'll even this mazed person, even this lahachis yid, he'll come and he'll take off truma again. That's how Rav Chista understood, but Rav Nassim and Rabbi Yeshaya wasn't concerned for that. He held that no, we're going to tell him it's truma, but he has to take off truma a second time. So now says the Gemara, Ul Rav Nassim Rabbi Yeshaya damer le'asav le'klum le'sakin shirayim. According to Rav Nassim Rabbi Yeshaya, who touched up that when it says le'asav le'klum in the Mishnah in Trumais, it means le'asav le'klum klape the shirayim, meaning the shirayim are not considered peres misukanim, they're still going to be considered tevel. He has to take off truma an additional time. Aval truma havi, but the tamei grape that he separated as truma, that also remains truma. According to Rav Nassim Shita, so then maishna mehadit nan. Why is it different than the following case? Why is it different? It sounds like in this case of the grapes, so we consider it truma, the kayin could go ahead and eat it. There's a separate din on the Yisrael. Mishnah that he has to take off Truma a second time, a second Kenas. But that grape that he took off as Truma is 100% Truma. He could give it to the Kain. The Kain's going to eat it. The Yisrael has a din. He has to take off Truma a second time. Why is that different than the halacha in the following case, which seems to be a similar idea? From that which we learned in the Mishnah in Mesachas Demai, the Mishnah says that min anakov al she'ein nakov, if a person takes off Truma from something that a pot that has a hole in it, he has two cucumber plants in his backyard. One of them has a hole. One of the pots that the cucumbers are growing in has a hole. It's perforated. And the other one is not perforated. So the halacha is that the nakov one is chayiv in Trumas and Maisers midaraisa. And Einay nakov is only chayiv midarabanan. He took off min anakov al she'ein nakov. So he took off from something which is chayiv on something which is pater, batsem, on a daraisa plane. So it's really like taking off min a chayiv al a pater. So the halacha is truma say truma. What he did is valid. He took off truma from something which is chayiv and truma, so that's for sure going to be considered truma. However, v'loy seichal, he cannot eat from the einay nakov ad sheyotzi alei truma u'maiser mimakim acher, until he takes off truma and maiser a second time, which we don't find that being the case by the grapes. By the grapes, we said it's 100% truma. There's just the kenas on them. He's supposed to do it again, but we don't find this type of din of loy seichal. So why is the grapes treated like more of a din truma that we say that there's no, we don't find an idea of loy seichal? We consider it 100% truma. There's just a kenas on him that he has to take off truma a second time. Whereas by this case of the nakav al shein nakav, we see a whole megillah that it's truma, but loy seichal atchiyotze la truma meisir b'makom acher. Why is it different than the case of the grapes than the case of the tami al atar? So says the Gemara, b'kashani hacha, by the case of tami al atar, by the case of the grapes, there it's different. The midaraisa truma mal yasahi, because midaraisa really is 100% of a valid truma. When it's min a chayiv al a pater, so it's not a valid truma midaraisa. But when it's min a tami al atar, so min a tami al atar, although it's not allowed, and midarabanan will say he has to take off truma again, but l'maisa midaraisa, it's 100% valid truma. How do we know that? Could Rabbi Eloi, like Rabbi Eloi darshan, da'am Rabbi Eloi minayin l'tarim min aro al yafesh a truma say truma. Where do we find that if a person, where in the Torah do we find that if a person takes off truma from something which is not very good, something which is tamei, something which is sour, on something which is yafeh, for something which is good? So he's giving the kayin, the inferior quality thing. He's giving the kayin the tamei thing. He's giving him something which is bitter. He's giving him something which is going to cause him a loss. Had we know the shetruma say truma, that lamaisa, the truma is still considered valid. Dechziv, as the pasuk says, v'loy sisu alav ched b'ha. It says that even when you do such a thing, when you take off truma not from the best thing, so leisisu alav chet, it won't be for you a sin. The Torah is like defensive for the guy. It says you did the wrong thing, but don't worry, it won't be a chet. Now wait a second. Ve'im in kadosh, if the thing that he took off that's inferior, it's not even, doesn't even have kedusha, doesn't even count as a hafrashas truma, so then the siyas chet. So then why would I think that it would be a chet? There's no chet to be had. He didn't do anything. He just moved things around. He didn't actually accomplish anything. It must be, you see from this pasuk, that no, that when you take off mina ra ala yafe, it is considered a valid truma. Just the Torah is coming and saying, but you see that the truma itself is considered a valid hafrashas truma. It says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Le Rabba L'Rav Chista. So now Rabba gets involved, and Rabba says to Rav Chista. Now Rav Chista is one who said that when the Mishnah says Loi Asav Loi Klum by Torah Min Atami Alatar, by the person who uses the Tami grape as Truma, so the Mishnah says Loi Asav Loi Klum, Rav Chista touched that to mean that Loi Asav Loi Klum, even Klape the Truma that he took off, that the Tami grape is not going to have a Din Truma, because he was worried that if it would have a Din Truma, so then the person won't take off a new Truma. Says Rabbi to Rav Chista, "Ladidokta, I'm really asav leiklum kol iker. You say that leasav leiklum means that it's totally meaningless when you took off an atami alatar. he accomplished absolutely nothing. The afila hu griva hader letivle, even that tummy grape, even that little bit that he took off as truma, it's going to go back to being in its tevel stay. My taima, why? Because of exeradin wapasha vloy mafresh, because you were worried that if we would recognize that it has its din of truma, so then the person will be very lax in taking off truma a second time from the shirayim. So because of this chashash, that din wapasha vloy mafresh, you said about this tummy grape that it's going to be tevel instead of truma. Ask the Gemara, ask Rabbi Rav Chista, how could the Chazal do such a thing? Miika midi di midaraisa havi truma. Could there be such a thing that midaraisa is considered a valid truma? Because like we just saw, mina ra'ali afa midaraisa, it's a valid truma. Umishum dilma pasha afkua rabbanon lechulin. And just because of a chashash, the dilma pasha of a chashash the rabbanon, so now the rabbanon are going to prevent that chashash by taking something which midaraisa is truma and turning it into chulin. They're just going to take truma daraisa and turn it into chulin. Do the rabbanon have such a kayah to do such a thing, to totally uproot a din midaraisa? Midaraisa is considered truma. The rabbanon could just come and say that no, it's not truma, it's back to chulin, it's back to being tevel. So Amar Lei, so Rav Chista responds back to Rabbo that va'ad lo tisvara, and this is where the sugi now connects back to our Mishnah. He says, Rav Chista back to Rabba, va'at lo tisvara, you don't agree? You don't also agree that yes, Taka, the Chachamim Chazal do have such a kayach to be Eikur Davar Min HaTorah. You don't agree? Vatanan, but look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says about a woman whose husband goes away to Medina Sayyam, and Eidach comes and tells her that you should know that your husband died. She goes and she gets remarried, and then her husband comes back. So the halacha was, is teitzei mizeh umizeh. She needs to leave both husbands, she needs to get from both husbands, and the Mishnah also says, v'atnan ha-vlad mamzer mizeh umizeh. That the vlad, any child that she has from the second husband is a mamzer, and if she goes back to the first husband, which she's not allowed to, if she goes back to the first husband and she has a child with him, that child is also going to be considered a mamzer. The children from both husbands will be considered a mamzer. So now, bishlam misheni mamzer, I understand why any child that she had or will have with the second man, that child is going to be considered a mamzer because she's a regular eishes ish. She thought that her husband died and then now she was single when she married the second man, but really she's not. Really she's a regular eishes ish. So of course, if she has children with the second man, the children are going to be considered mamzerim. Elami risha inamai. But from the first man, if she goes back, which she's not supposed to, but lamaisa, if she goes back to her first husband, if she goes back to Reuven, the original husband, and she has children with him, so why would the child be a mamzer? Ishtaihi, she's his wife. She's 100% his wife. V'Yisrael ma'al Yahu, and he's a regular Yisrael. So it's a regular Yisrael with a regular bas Yisrael. And if so, V'Yisrael ma'al Yahu means it's on the child. V'Yisrael ma'al Yahu. So comes out really midaraisa. The child is a regular Yisrael. Yet what did Chazal come and do? Chazal came and said that havan mamzer mizeh mizeh, that even the child that she'll have with the original husband will be considered mamzerim. Even though really, the Yisrael Ma'al Yehu, really Midaraisa, he's a regular Yisrael. So what's the Chiddush over here? That Chazal said he's a Mamzer, the Kasharina Lebe Mamzeres. It comes out, if he's a Mamzer, if we're going to call the child that she has together with her original husband a Mamzer, it means that he's going to be mutter to marry a Mamzeres. Even though really, he's a regular Yisrael. And he has an Isra Daraisa of marrying a Mamzeres. So you see that Chazal were okay being Eiker, a Davar Minatayra. So Amar Lei, Rav Habba said back to Rav Chista, that no, what are you talking about? That you're assuming that when we say that Vlad is a mamzer, mizeh u mizeh, we mean it even lekula, that he's allowed to marry a mamzeres. But it's not true. Hachi Amar Shmuel, that asr be mamzeres. We say that he's a mamzer, just means that he's a mamzer, that he's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. But he's also asr to marry a mamzeres. V'chein ki asr ravinam Rav Yechnan, asr be mamzeres. He also said this, that when we call him a mamzer, we don't mean that he's allowed to marry a mamzeres. Avada, he's midaraisa, he's a Yisrael kasher, so he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. But my kari le mamzer, so in what do Chazal say that the Vlad is mamzer, mizel mizeh, lo aiser bibas Yisrael? That he's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. But of course, he's also not allowed to marry a mamzeres, because he's only a mamzer midarabana. So you don't see a raya from here that Chazal have the power to be aiker davar min ha-tayra. Well, Rav Chisda continued. Shalach le Rav Chisda le Rabba, biyad Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. So now again, Rav Chisda continues telling Rabba back that I'll show you that no, Bez didn't have such a power to be Eikah Davar Min HaTorah. This time he sent the message to Rabba through a shliach, through Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. He said to him that Vein Bez din Masnin Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. You don't agree that Bez din has a kayach to be Eikah Davar Min HaTorah? Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa that Me'emas Ay Adam Yairish as Ishtay Ketana. So a person marries a woman who's a Ketana. Now, a father who marries off his daughter who's a katana, the marriage is chami daraisa. Here we're talking about a case where the marriage is only chami darabanan. A father, let's say, married off his daughter, and then something happened to their husband, or let's say, stam, a lady doesn't have a father, her father died, a girl whose father died while she was still a katana. Chazal didn't want it to be that this girl is going to remain unmarried until she becomes bas mitzvah. That's a very long time to wait to get married. That can lead to problems, maybe in znus. Wait until she becomes bas mitzvah to get married. Who would think of such a thing? So Chazal instituted a kedusha d'rabbanan that the girl's mother, her brothers, could marry her off. She doesn't have a father to marry her off, so her other family members could marry her off. Now that marriage is only midrabbanan. The Torah never recognizes marriage that a mother marries off her daughter, or that the brothers marry off their sister, because we don't find in the Torah any sort of recognition of such a marriage. So this marriage is only midrabbanan. So being that the marriage is only midrabbanan, the shaila is going to be, let's say she's worth a lot of money and she dies, and now there's a big yerusha to be had. Does the yerusha go to her father's family, to her family, or does the yerusha go to this husband who married her midrabbanan? So at what point does the husband take over that now he gets the yerusha? That's the shaila of the braisa. Me'emes ay adam yairesh es ishtay ketana. At what point does a man get the yerusha from his wife who he married when she was a ketana? So Beishamay oimer mishatamay bekaymasa. Beishamay says only once she becomes a gedayla. Beis Hillel Aymrim Mishitikanes Lechupa. We'll see more about this in the Gemara in a few lines. Beis Hillel says that no, only once she does Nisuin, that's when the husband takes over the Yerusha. Rabbi Eliezer Aymrim Mishitibayel, Nisuin's not enough, only once they actually have Bia. And once they do this, whatever stage it is, so then he takes over Klapi Yerusha, also Klapi other things as well. Once he reaches that stage, V'yarsha, he'll get her Yerusha, Umi Tamila. If he's a Kayin, he's allowed to become Tamei Meis to bury her, V'aichelas Beginai Truma. And if he's a Kayin and she's a Bas Yisrael, so she'll be allowed to eat Truma by virtue of the fact that she's married to him once she hits this stage. Now says the Gemara that Beishamay Aymer Mishatamay Bekaymasa, Beishamay says once she becomes a Gedayla, so then all of a sudden her husband gets all these rights, even if all they did was Erisin, Apogav Glei Nichnas Alechupa, even if they didn't do Nisuin, that doesn't make any sense. Even in an Aris and an Arusa, that are Aris and Arusa Midareisa, regular full-fledged Aris and Arusa, the halacha is that the Aris is not, doesn't have these abilities to be Yarsha, Mitamala, Vechelas, Beginei, Truma. So why over here, when it's a Ketana, would we be more Mekel just because she becomes Bas Mitzvah? Just because she becomes Bas Mitzvah, the Maisef, they haven't done the Suin, so the husband should not have any of these rights. So it says the Gemara in Achanami, that's not what Beis Shammai meant, of either just being Bas Mitzvah is not going to be enough. Ema mishatami bekaymasa vitikinat vitikanes lechupa. When she does both, when she does nesuin and she's a gedayla, at that point that's when the husband has all these rights. V'hachi kamrulei beishami lebeis hillel. And this is what Beis Shammai was telling the Beis Hillel, that the ka'amisu mishatikanes lechupa, that which you say, that once they do nesuin, now the husband has all these rights. I amdu bekaymasa mahani lechupa v'ilai loy mahani lechupa. Beis Shammai says that no, it's only if she also does, if she's also bas mitzvah. If she's not bas mitzvah, she's not a gedayla, so then nesuin's not going to be enough. And Rabbi Eliezer aymer mishatiboyel, that even nesuin's not enough, it has to be a bia. Or ask the Gemara now. Now Rabbi Eliezer says that Bia is enough. Va'amar Rabbi Eliezer in Ma'isa Ketana Klum, that a Ketana's Ma'isa is not worth anything. So how could a Ketana's Bia accomplish this? To which the Gemara says that in a Chanami Ema Mishetagdel V'Tibayel. It has to be that she becomes Bas Mitzvah, she becomes a Gedayla, and she has Bia. Lemaisa though, especially if he be Hillel, Ketani Mihas Yarsha, that even though the marriage with her is only a marriage with the Rabbanan, still the halacha is that this husband is gonna inherit from her. Now the halacha, when it comes over here, the Mida Raisa Avua Yarisla. Mida Raisa, this husband is not really her husband. Mida Raisa, he's not married to her. So Mida Raisa, where does the money go? Where does the Yerusha go? It goes to her father's family. And because of the Kedusha Durabanan, because of the Nisuan Durabanan, so now the husband is going to take over the Yerusha. How can we do such a thing? Zakra Chista, you see from here that, Taka, Yesh Kayach Biyav Chachamim Lakr Davar Minatayra. The Chachzal have a Kayach to be Iker Davar Minatayra. Because over here, Minatayra, the Yerusha goes to the father's family and comes along Chazal. They say that no, it's going to go to the husband. So you see Chazal have the ability of being Eiker Davar Min HaTorah. To which the Gemara responds that no, that's not a raya. By money it's different. By money we find that the Torah gives rights to Beis Din to move money around. Says the Gemara, Hefker Beis Din Hefker. That's working with a principle called Hefker Beis Din Hefker, that the Torah gives Beis Din the ability to allocate money as they see fit. The Amr of Yitzchak, as Rav Yitzchak proved, that Minayin Shefker Beis Din Hefker, where do we know this concept from, of Hefker Beis Din Hefker, says the Gemara, two Makairis. Makar number one, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, by Ezra. Ezra saw that many of the Jewish men had non-Jewish wives, so he wanted them to get rid of their non-Jewish wives. So he collected everyone together, or he called for a meeting, and he was going to give them all Musar, and he said, Kol asher le'yavoy l'shleishas ha'yamim ba'atas asar v'azakenim, that anybody who doesn't come to this gathering, so yechram kol rechushay v'yivda mikahal gaila, that yechram kol rechushay, that all of his property, all of his assets, will be confiscated. So you see this idea that Beis Din have the ability to confiscate a person's possessions. Yechram kol rechushay v'yivda mikahal gaila, also he'll be excommunicated, but l'nyanenu yechram kol rechushay, all of his assets will be confiscated. So you see that Beis Din has such a kayaf of hefker Beis Din hefker. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Hacha, he brought a different makar for this idea of hefker Beis Din hefker, because the pasuk says that Eila nachalois asher nachu al Lazar akayim Yeshua benun v'rashi avais lematis bnei Israel. And so it mentions rashi ha'avais v'chima inin rashim etzel avais. And when it comes to Yerusha, when it comes to the Nachala, so what shaykh is the heads next to the fathers? Whatever shevet you were from, whatever your father was from, so that's the Nachala you got. What shaykh is the Rashim, the heads? Eloloi Marlach, this pasuk is coming to be Miramistas, that Ma Avais Menah Manchilim B'neihem, just like fathers, they give over Nachala to their children. Komasha Yirtsu, whatever they want to give over to their children, they could give over. Af Rashim Manchilan Asa'am Komasha Yirtsu. So to the heads, Beis Din has a kayach to just distribute people's money as they see fit. Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So there's no raya from the fact that the husband yarshins from her, that Beis Din has a kayach to be oikar davar min ha'Torah. It could be there, it's working with the Torah principle of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Well, says the Gemara, but read the next part of the Braisa. That same Braisa mentioned that once they reached this stage with this woman who the man only married, Midur Rabbanan, so not only does he yarshin her, but he's also mitamila. If he's a kayin, it'll be mutter for him to be, even if he's a kayin, it'll be mutter for him to be mitamit, to bury her. V'ahacha de midah raisa via mitamila. Over here, midah raisa, it's only her father that's able to be mitamit for her. Umidah rabbanan mitamila bal. And yet midah rabbanan, through a kedusha midah rabbanan, we're saying that this husband, who's not really her husband, he's only the husband midah rabbanan, is going to go ahead and become tamei meis to bury her. How is he allowed to bury her? How do we allow them to do that? It must be because chazal are able to be oikar davar min ha'Torah. To which the Gemara says no. Over here, the reason why the husband has a heter to bury her, even if he's a kayin, is mishum dahavila meis mitzvah. Is because she's considered a meis mitzvah. If he doesn't bury her, then nobody will, and therefore he has a special heter, a kayin, even though a kayin is not allowed to become tamei meis, but for a meis mitzvah, he's allowed to become tamei meis. Well, ask the Gemara, mihavi meis mitzvah? Why is she a meis mitzvah? But Tani, we learned in the Braisa that ezu meis mitzvah, who's considered a meis mitzvah? It's kosher. It's only a person who has nobody else to bury him. He's that person is considered a meis mitzvah. But if you call out and other people will take charge and take care of the kvura, so ain't that meis mitzvah? So then it's not considered a meis mitzvah. So this girl, it's true she lost her father, but other people could, her other family members, her brothers, her mother, they could go and they could bury her. So why are we considering her a meis mitzvah that the husband is allowed to bury her? So says the Gemara, no, hachanami, there won't be anyone else that's going to take care of her kfura. Because kevan lo yarsila, since the brother, since the mother, since no one on that side of the family is yarshining her yerusha, so kariyav lo anula, if you call them to do the kfura, they're going to say, no, you take care of it. You just got the big bucks. You're getting the Arusha. You take care of it yourself. They're not going to help out with the Kfura. So since they're not going to help out with the Kfura, so their Sitaka is considered a Meis Mitzvah, and that's why the husband has the ability to be Metameh for her, even if he's a Kayin, not because Chazal v'Kayach to be Eikud Abba Ben Atayir, you don't see that from here at least. Rather, it's because she's considered a Meis Mitzvah. Okay, but says the Gemara, look at the third din that the Braisa mentioned. V'Ichalas Beginoi Truma. It says that once they get to this stage, let's say Lefi Beis Hillel, that once they do Nesuin, so even though they're only marrying me to Rabbanan, so now she's already allowed to eat truma. If he's a kayin, she's considered eishas kayin, kinyan kaspay of a kayin, and she's allowed to eat truma. How is she allowed to eat truma? Midaraisa, they're not married. You're going to allow her to eat truma? When midaraisa, she's not really married to him. So says the Gemara, Elamai, Chazal have the ability to be aikudavim minatayra, to which the Gemara says, no, but truma de Rabbanan. It's not the Chazal being aikudavim minatayra. It could be, even though it's true, the marriage is only chalmi de Rabbanan, but we're only allowing her to eat truma de Rabbanan. Since the marriage is de Rabbanan, so she could eat truma de Rabbanan, Beina Chanami, she's not allowed to eat Truma Daraisa. So we still do not have any sort of raya to Rav Chisda that Chazal have a kayak to be Eiker Davar Min HaTorah. Be'ez Hashem will continue this sugya in the following shir.